Hello and welcome to Animates, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This program is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Elaine Jontek. Our pets can bring us great joy. Man's best friend, often dogs, can be our true companions through good times and bad. They don't judge us and they can be loyal friends. Pets, though, are also good for our health. People with pets visit their doctor less and use less medication, have lower cholesterol and blood pressure, recover more quickly from illness and injury, deal better with stress and have fewer risk factors associated with heart disease. Today we're discussing a heartwarming program that brings the joy of animal companionship to those who need it most. Delta Society Australia is a national not-for-profit organisation which runs a therapy dogs program. They have an amazing and devoted volunteer team which brightens the lives of about 20,000 Australians in hospitals and healthcare facilities every week. Joining me is Amanda Dee, who is one of Delta's 1,000 volunteers in Australia. Amanda's been visiting a ward at the Royal North Shore Hospital in Sydney for the past 3 or 4 years with her black Labrador, Ruby. It's all part of a program which offers the wonderful benefits of pet therapy, spending time with patients and offering a chat, a floppy ear to listen to, and a paw to shake. Welcome, Amanda.
Thank you.
So can you tell us, how did you get into volunteering with Delta Dog Therapy?
Well, I was looking for something meaningful that I could spend some time doing that helped the community. I met a lady in a dog park who was involved in the Delta Therapy program, got chatting with her and decided to just get in touch and see if that was something that I could work with.
So is there a lot of training involved, or do you just have to like dogs?
No, not training involved, really. It's more an assessment of the dog's behaviour and the dog's bonding with you as the owner and making sure that they are engaging with people and that they can cope with most social situations, but no specific training. Obviously, a pretty well-behaved dog is a good idea rather than an out-of-control one, but it's really just about the dog's relationship with the volunteer and how they work with meeting people.
And what area of the hospital at Royal North Shore in Sydney do you visit, and how long do you stay there?
I go to the spinal unit at Royal North Shore. I've been doing that for nearly four years now. Most visits are probably 45 minutes up to an hour and a half, depending on how many people I see, how many people want to see Ruby, the dog. And sometimes it's a two-minute chat with people. Sometimes I talk to people, individuals, for 15 minutes. So I may only see 5 or 6 people in the ward. Other times I might see 10 or 12.
So what do you say to the patients? Do most of them want to see a dog?
I'd say the majority, if they're dog-minded, are very, very excited about a dog coming into hospital to visit. First of all, I approach them and say, would you like a visit from Ruby the therapy dog? And if the answer is an encouraging, excited yes, then we move towards the bed and have a chat really about their dogs, if they have them, if they miss the pets, and get Ruby as close to them as I possibly can, which sometimes involves sitting on a chair to reach the bed level so that they can pat her, which is really what she's there for.
So do people worry about germs in the hospital, and does she have to have a special wash before a visit?
We do like to have her nice and clean, so I bathe her regularly. She actually swims a lot, so she gets lots of clean salt water for each hospital visit. That said, there is a requirement in high care facilities such as hospitals for the dogs to have a 3-monthly pathology test to make sure they're not bringing any baddies into the hospital, such as salmonella and things. So there's always a very high standard that the dog has to go through before they can actually get onto the ward.
So how do the nurses and the doctors react to this? Do they think it's all a bit of nonsense, or do they think it's a vital part of the treatment?
No, not at all. They absolutely love it. In fact, probably it's hardest getting past the nurses to get to the patients sometimes. They get as excited about our visits as the patients do. They really enjoy it. I think they can really see the difference that their patients have after we've visited. So they're very, very encouraging.
So what kind of differences do they say that they have?
Well, people who sometimes haven't been very engaging and haven't been very chatty, or have just really just looked unhappy for a while, particularly if they're very dog people and we've been to visit, then the comments I get the next time I go around is, oh, it was wonderful after you went, you know, such and such was really pleased to see you. Make sure you go and see, you know, XYZ in bed number 2 because he really enjoyed it last time, that sort of thing.
I know you're sworn to privacy, but it must be good knowing you bring comfort and a smile to patients. Can you think of any patients, if you just give their first name, who've especially been...
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen so many over the time I've been there. I'm actually a terrible person to remember names particularly anyway, but most recently a visit I had was with a young man, and it struck a nerve with me, probably the similar age to my eldest son, around early 20s. Who was clearly very incapacitated physically. And his parents saw me in the corridor of the ward and said, oh, please make sure you come and see him. So I did. And it was a really moving moment because he couldn't move from the neck down, but we got Ruby as close to him and moved his hand onto her head. And his parents and family were on the opposite side of the bed to me. His mum was in tears. I was probably in tears. He was in tears. It was just a really lovely moment. He said, you know, oh, this is so special. So things like that just make it so worthwhile.
So it must be difficult for you to see patients that are confined to their beds or confined to a wheelchair.
It's challenging. It's challenging emotionally for me. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm quite sort of an emotional person when you can really see that you make a difference. I guess over the time I've been there, I've learned not to ask too many personal questions about why they're in the ward, because often that can be quite a distressing conversation for them. Just try and keep my chat to them jolly and upbeat, and we chat about their pets and how obviously they miss them and that sort of thing. It can be a challenging time, but I get so much from it when I've walked out at the end of the day. It feels fantastic.
So what do you enjoy most about it? Is it making somebody's day happier, is it?
I think it's making their day happy. I think it's just the fact that I can see Ruby when she's wagging her tail. It's like a human being smiling. She gets a lot out of just being loved. Like, who doesn't, really? But as a dog, as a Labrador particularly, then she just adores all the adoration. And it's lovely seeing her working in, probably it's deemed working, but just having a good time, and the patients really enjoying her going to see them. It's great.
So you think Ruby enjoys the outings as much as the patients do?
She does. I think she does. Well, she enjoys them. She certainly gets very engaged with the patients that we see. Interestingly, she's absolutely exhausted by the time we get home, even though it's not as if she's done a long walk. I often say to friends, it's a bit like asking a child to smile constantly for photographs for a whole hour, be on your best behaviour, which is what she is. And when we get home, she's pooped. She just often sleeps for 2 hours straight, having been on her best behaviour. I think she has a good time. She always gets lots of little snacks and treats. That helps, of course.
Do they only have Labradors doing this work, or are there other dogs that come as well?
No. Dogs of all shapes and sizes, all breeds. There's no limitation to which dogs can do this. As I say, it's really about the relationship that the dog has with you as the owner, as the volunteer, and their engagement with people, and just trying to bring out a pat and a chat and a bit of happiness with the people. But Great Danes, Pomeranians, Labradors, Poodles, everybody. And everybody's welcome if they're the right sort of temperament for the role.
Amanda, you sound like you're really enjoying this volunteering. And I know volunteering is important in our society and people with dogs might be interested. How could other people find out more about working with dogs for Delta?
I think probably the most straightforward thing would be for them to take a look at the Delta Society website, which I'm pretty sure is just deltasociety.com.au. On there, there's lots of information about what Delta does. I think there's a section on if you're interested in volunteering, what's involved. I think from memory, it takes you through, if you're interested, what sort of things do you need to know about your dog, and takes you through the steps. And then you can go further and see if it is something that works for you. The dog has to be assessed, and then they'll line you up with the right sort of visiting place for you, which is usually trying to get somebody as close to home as possible so that nobody's travelling too far.
That sounds terrific, Amanda. So the website again, I've just written it down here, is just www.deltasociety.com.au.
That's right.
And yeah, there's also a phone number. If it's Sydney, it's 979-7722. That's right, Delta Society.
Right.
Well, thank you, Amanda, for sharing your volunteer experiences. Thank you, too, to Ruby.
Yes, I'll pass that on when I get home.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Here's some extra information for Sydney listeners. Delta is currently recruiting mostly in the southwest and western Sydney areas, with some opportunities here and there in other areas of Sydney. While the assessment and training takes place in Castle Hill and Ashfield, Delta tries to place volunteers as close to home as possible. The next available assessment and training days are the 11th and 18th of November 2018. You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Animates was created by Joe Van Kool. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks, research by Joseph Schwanzer, and I'm Elaine Jontek. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.